All right, so it's our pre-show here for the Wednesday. On Thursday, I've got a I'm going to be on set for a Judd Apatow movie, or no, TV show called Love, and I play well, I shouldn't say. Well, it just doesn't matter. But my character is an angry homeowner, and I think I'm being typecast. No, I'm just kidding. The last time I worked for Judd, I was an angry guy getting out of an SUV. I think I do that really well, you know. And then on Friday night, we're at the Improv. We got a lineup that's really going to be great. Charles Fleischer. Let me tell you who else is going to be there. Got some great, great... Forward this. Let me forward this. Well, we got one, two, three. We got Lori Kilmartin. Wait a minute, man. That's not how you spell her name. She's funny as hell. I love her. Let's see. Really funny. Lori Kilmartin. So Lori, how do you pronounce your last name, Lori? So I got a shit pot load of stuff to do tomorrow, man. And Friday. Thursday is going to be a busy day. I don't know what time. Thursday won't be that. Lori Kilmartin. Yeah, not Key Martin. Lori Kilmartin. Kathy Ladman. Steve Simone. Simeone? Steve Simeone. Tommy Jonigan and Charles Fleischer. God, man, this is going to be great. This is going to be great, man. What a great lineup, man. What a great lineup. It's going to be 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv Friday night, so please join us for that, man. And we'll get some tickets sold for that motherfucker tomorrow. So we got 3 days to sell it out. Come on, man. Woo. Come on, baby. Woo. Woo. Oh, yeah, there won't be any chat. I wonder if I could do a chat or do a Periscope or some goddamn thing. You know, one of the things we can do is you can Periscope and limit it only to certain select people. So I can, that'd be easy enough to do. If you guys started Periscope accounts using your usernames, I guess, I mean, I don't want to compromise anybody's, privacy and security. So maybe we'll think of something else to do here, man. You know, there's so many goddamn ways. There's so much social media now. You'd think there'd be one goddamn way that we could, you know. By the way, I want to thank everybody. Everybody, man. We've had another record-breaking month in terms of our BSP family getting bigger and larger and more, you know, it's getting big and it's throbbing. And it's not throbbing. It's, you know, it's getting harder. I mean, it's, you know. It's so, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This, so much can be made possible. We can do so much. You know, if I ran this thing like a lot of these preachers do, man, I might be pretty good at it. Do you know what can happen to you with the laughs that we provide for you? It can literally, literally raise your spirits. There's only one person, I and I alone. Try a little bit of that Donald Trump thing. I and I alone am capable of making you smile. No one else. No one else can do it but me. And so, let me say, all right, man. Now, I was thinking of tonight being a little kind of a special thing because, you know, Alex is always on me, and a lot of you guys are always on me saying, okay, the panel's great, but how about, you know, some goddamn... excuse me. Sniper, are you trying to tell me these are scandals? Whitewater wasn't jack shit. You know, this bullshit, that, and this... By the way, man... Is Kirsten Powers, are you a Democrat lady, or are you just the...
So that happens to be my all-time favorite. Does this cumulatively hurt her?
cumulatively.
I'm of two minds of that, Sean. I think with the Clintons, so much is already baked in the cake with them. And we know the diehard Democrat supporters of the Clintons, they know all this stuff. They know about Juanita Broderick. They know about what Hillary did to basically, you know, quash the bimbo eruption. They know about Whitewater. And they kind of dismiss
Whitewater wasn't shit.
As partisan bickering and partisan sniping.
Right.
But I think the one thing that might... You know, we have some marginal effect, and a lot of it depends on what the Republicans do on their side, is the treatment of women over...
The treatment of women, yes.
And especially with...
So that's what Laura Ingraham is finally settling on, the treatment of women. All this bullshit... Benghazi, Whitewater, all this fucking bullshit. And Laura Ingraham, who's about as right-wing as any of them, she says, well, the one thing that's going to get them is the fucking treatment of women. I'm going to tell you something, man. Either there's a fucking prosecution, either laws have been broken and public trust has been abused to the point where, you know, there's serious questions as to legality, or it hasn't. And every fucking thing that Hillary Clinton has been accused of has been launched at her from a political point of view, a political perspective. And I just, people say to me, why do you get so wound up with this shit? God damn it, I'm a fucking citizen of this country. This shit fucking pisses me off. I can see barefaced fucking... What the fuck happened to this, man? Barefaced attempts, political attempts, at trying to railroad somebody and trying to get the voters to think this person is playing it on the other side of the law. And when you get right down to it, they ain't got shit. They don't have shit with Benghazi. They've got what they have is email servers that were not where they should be. And you know, whether or not Hillary Clinton was too much in love with her fucking BlackBerry, you know, I just don't see it, man. I don't fucking see it, I'm telling you. And motherfuckers that want to keep jamming this shit, and they get all pissed off. They get all really fucking up. Okay, tell you what you do, man. Before you get all pissed off, show me the letter of the fucking law that is... Because if this law has been violated, goddammit, I want her prosecuted too. Everybody with the fucking... She's going to be in a jail cell. Really? Where's your motherfucking... Where is the fact, okay, of the law itself that has been broken? Where's your... Where's the prosecution? Where's the FBI right now? Well, they're investigating. And if they come back with nothing, guess what? The FBI will be another name on a long list of people and things and places that right-wingers don't trust. They just don't trust anybody that tells them they're full of shit. You know, you're full of shit. Okay, I don't trust you now. Oh. You're stupid and full of shit. You haven't got a fucking case. Okay, it's one more group of people I don't trust. Some fucking dick sucker who's trying to tell me he's a progressive says to me, and I say dick sucker from the standpoint of he's a heterosexual who's been forced into it.
Yeah, except for not taking the superdelegates out of it. So with the superdelegates, she's got this locked up. And, you know, the idea that somehow Bernie Sanders
will
is going
Bernie
to convince
people be
them
mad?
To split. Probably, yes, I think they will be mad. But I think this is the system, and people know that this is the system. And Bernie Sanders, people have talked about maybe trying to go after the superdelegates. But unless it looks like Bernie Sanders is going to be beating her overwhelmingly, nobody's going to be flipping for her. So it will be very, very difficult for him to overcome that.
All right, guys, thank you. And especially you, Laura, I know you're on vacation, and you made an extra effort to be with us tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Enjoy your vacation. And coming up next tonight, right here.
Oh, yeah, that's Sean. Let's not forget Obama and how he's fucked your life up. Jesus Christ. Somebody. Anyway, I was thinking I would do Kenny Slagg and either Jean Jabel or Jean Jabel and then Kenny Slagg. Do we open with Jean Jabel and then we go to Kenny Slagg? Do we go to Kenny Slagg, go to Jean Jabel? I think we open with Jean Jabel and then we finish with Kenny Slagg. That's what we do. And then we just go back and we edit, because it's going to be a process of editing. All right, now let me see something here, man. DraftKings pre-roll, BSP mid-roll, viral promo mid-roll. Here is the
What?
Okay, this is the BSP mid-roll, viral mid-roll, DraftKings pre-roll. Golf's first major is right around the corner. All right, do we do Jean Jabel? All right, let's do Jean Jabel then. Yeah, that means I got to do one thing and one thing only. Top country hits of the year of 2015. Do we do so far the top country hits of, top country hits of 2016. Top 40 country songs, January 2016. February 2016. Top country songs 2016. God damn, it's YouTube, you fuck. Top 100 country songs of 2016. Here's what I want, man. At a glance, top 10 country albums. The hell is this? 10, 20. Okay. And the top country music videos. Don't want that. Okay. Are these the videos? Here they are, right here. One, two. Are these the top? Or are these just the current? 14, 16, 20. Here's number one. Wait a minute, man. I'm doing this all wrong. I'm doing this all motherfucking wrong, dude. I'm doing this all motherfucking wrong, dude. I'm doing this all motherfucking wrong. Good music. Doing this all motherfucking wrong, dude. Yeah, I'm doing it wrong. 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 Here we go. iTunes. Wait, what are you doing, Henry? Country and the top country songs of all time right now. This is Jean Jabel, and welcome everybody to our country countdown. Jean Jabel's Country USA. Here's some of the top country songs of the week with the top country artists of the week. And all of these people have kicked my ass, have beat me up. And these are the top country songs by the top country artists who have beat me up, who have mugged me, thrown me in the street, and rolled over me with their cars. November 6, 2006. All right, here we go, bam. Bam, bam. Number one. Number two. number 3, 4, 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what are we going to do with this shit? Yeah, I'll show you what I'm going to do with it. You want to know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to show you what I'm going to do with it. Oh, yeah. Country, baby. Country, country, country. There, man. These are all the country songs. Which one's number one, bitch? Love this. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, a happy day. When Jesus walked, when Jesus walked. When he walked, when Jesus walked. When Jesus walked, he washed our sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, it's a happy day. Night and day. I watched this town hall thing with Trump. Oh, Christ, that guy is such a fucking moron. And what's great about it, when I say moron, he's obviously not a stupid man, but he doesn't know shit. He doesn't know shit about being president, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the country. He's just faking it, man. He's faking it. Trust me when I fucking tell you, I know more about what's happening in the world than this motherfucker, and I can articulate it better than him. Donald fucking Trump is a goddamn, you know, that guy Rubio had it right. People don't want to listen to him, but he did have it right. Donald Trump is full of shit. He's a con artist. Fucking con artist. All right, here we go. Here to do night and day. Think of you, Chris Young. That's the first song here on our country countdown. Go right over there to playlist, right? Yeah. And then we have That Don't Sound Like You, Lee Bryce. Here it is right here. And then we got Dibs. Kelsey Ballerini. Give me a break. I got Dibs. Well, Mr. Ender, you play all that hip-hop. You know what? Yeah, so? So I do. So fucking what? Somebody got a fucking problem with that? Well, no, but I mean, Jesus. Jesus what? Jesus Christ, making fun of, you know, country music. Here it is. I'm not making fun of country music. It's just a weird title. I always make fun of the weird titles on hip-hop. Give me a break, man. I mean, why, how come you listen to hip-hop anyway? What's that about? As I've said, I listen to hip-hop and I listen to metal because the older I get, the more disconnected you can get from the culture and what is really going on. And I find that listening to hip-hop and metal at least keeps me conscious of what I consider to be the edgiest and most forward-reaching music that's happening. A lot of people may not like it, but I consider that music to be right on the edge, not only just musically, but where all the dissatisfaction is with young people, where the anger is, where... just listening to hip-hop, I got a whole lesson in attitude about Ferguson. So that's why I listen to it. Do I like it? I have grown to like a lot of it. Yeah, there's a lot of bands, and I'm not that conversant, but there are a lot of artists that I've grown to really love and look forward to their music. One of them, of course, is Kendrick Lamar. On the metal side of things, I told you about Hell Yeah and Killswitch Engage and... Lamb of God, some things, you know, a couple things I like about them, huh? And the hip hop artists that I enjoy, you know, I love Jeezy, and I love I like a lot of shit from Drake, I gotta say, and I would love to I don't hate Drake, but I'd love to make fun of him, but it's hard to make fun of him, and it's really funny I can't pronounce half of their fucking names right, but Young Thug, I mean, and that other kid Lecrae, I like his shit, man. You know, you know Kid Cole, I think Kid Cole's fantastic. I love Kid Cole stuff. And there's groups that come and go, and I wonder, where the hell are they now? You know, like, what's that one group that did that song about La Cienega? I forget. Oh, Pac Div. Or Pacific Division, I think that's what. But Pac Div, man, I love that track. I don't know what happened to them. And, you know, call me crazy, but I like G-Eazy. You know, I realize he's the bubblegum of hip-hop, but, you know, some of that stuff is very heartfelt. So you say, am I an expert on that music? Fuck no. But it keeps me conscious of where sort of attitudes are that are removed from middle class, let's say, or older white guy. And it gets me down into angry young white guy and young black guy and young black chick. And, you know, and in that world where the future for them is, it's big and it's, you know, and it's a long road out in front of them, and how are they seeing it? How are they looking at it? What are they doing? What do they want to do? I mean, that's very valuable. And I would highly, not only do I not make any apologies for it, which I'm not, I know you guys aren't asking me to, you're just curious. I would recommend it. Now, you may not like it, you may think it's shitty. You know, open your fucking mind up a little bit, okay? Just a little goddamn bit. Just try it. And if it isn't that, I'm sure there's some other area of life that you might find. What it's about is getting away from where you live, getting into something that's completely different from where you live and where you're comfortable. I would suggest, for instance, if you are a person who lives in a rural area of the country, get into city shit. What's going on in the fucking cities? Even if it's like going on a webcam or, I don't know, you know. If you don't like it, is what I'm saying. You know, I know that a lot of people live rurally, but they love going to the city. They just live out in the rural sections because maybe they're. I know a lot of truck drivers have homes and that are outside of the city. It's just easier for them to get in their goddamn truck and get going rather than navigating the city. I'm tired. All right. What's next? Dibs. We just did dibs. We did. T-shirt, Thomas Rhett. Where you at, Thomas Rhett? T-shirt. Come on, here he is. Very good. And let me see what I'm doing here. Ooh, only 6 minutes? Okay. And then we have You Should Be Here, Cole Swindell. Probably Cole Swindle. You Should Be Here. There it is. And You Should Be There, Cole. Came Here to Forget, Blake Shelton. Very big name in country music. Came Here to Forget, Blake Shelton. Yeah, man. Who's he dating right now? Some hot chick. My Church, Maren Morris. My Church. What? Where is it? Oh, here it is. Sorry. Drunk on Your Love. What is a good song? I mean, a good title anyway. I haven't heard the song. I'll bet you it's damn good. Humble and Kind, Tim McGraw. Humble and Kind. Now, let's go over here and take a look at it. God damn it, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Where's number 10, bitch? What did I miss? Think of You, Chris Young. Yeah, there it is. That don't sound like you. That don't sound like you. There it is. Dibs. Okay. T-shirt, okay. You should be here, okay. Came here to forget, yeah. Somewhere on a beach, that's what we missed. Somewhere on a beach, motherfuck. Oh, okay, I can dig it. Wait a minute, man. Somewhere on a beach. I think I already bought it, so I got... Where are you? There it is. Somewhere on a beach. Shit. And that's supposed to be number 4. How do I do that? 1, 2, 3, 4. I moved it. Coming into my life. Right now. It'll be just something like this. Now, we also have pre-show pre-notes. Hey, everybody, Gene Jabel, a big country show is going to be coming up this Saturday night. And we'll be down there at the Slut Hall down downtown Nashville, Tennessee, and see all the great country stars like Boogie Ryan. Boogie Ryan. You'll see all... See all the great local country stars like Boogie Ryan, O'Gene Taylor, Willie Del Del, and the Connor Sisters, and they'll be singing it up for you. Here are the Connor Sisters right now. And I can't get over losing you. We talked recently with Boogie Rydell. Boogie?
Yeah, what do you want?
Thanks so much. No. No, you can't, man. No, you cannot, man. All right, man. I think I got this shit. I think I got it together, man. You know. It's going to be fine, man. It's going to be fine.